Hi, good morning, everybody. On behalf of our group of University of Florida, I'd like to give a presentation about the heated soils and something else. Just give you some basic information about the heating. So where's Haiti? So I know everybody knows it's in the Caribbean area, and on one hand, it's very, very close to us, to United States, especially to Florida, because it's only about 2 hours in flight. On the other hand, it is very far away from us because of economic and political situations. So I'd like to give you some basic information about that before we talk about the soil. And Haiti is a very, very particular country. There's a lot of unique features. First of all, it is the first independent nation in Latin America. And also, it is the first black-led republic in the world. And there are a lot of the plants and biodiversity because of its tropical area. On the other hand, it is a very poor country, as everybody knows. Look at those figures, we can understand that. 75% of the population lives without electricity. You can imagine that. And over 50% of the population lives on $1 a day. And over 50% of poor people cannot read and write. This is the effect of heat. We can understand that just from the World Bank. It is a very, very poor country. GDP only 1.8. There's no way to compete with like China, of course. And also the life expectancy is only about 52 years old. It's a very, very sad story in Haiti. And but Haiti was used to be a very good country. That's why Spain and France were fighting each other for many years for this small piece of land, because it is a very good area. For example, by 1780s, this place, that's the whole Ireland, produced about 40% of all the sugars and 60% of the coffee consumed in Europe. And this is some, maybe you think about it from somewhere else, definitely it's from Haiti. That's all the picture. They have very good landscape and beaches, everything. And not only during that time, by 1925, it was still good. But it suddenly, after that, it's everything had been changed. For example, since 1925, about 98% of the trees have been cut down. And it just got the soil erosion and it got the situation worse. So people may ask why it suddenly changed in 1925. When I asked the questions, the people said, okay, French guys that occupied the land, cut all the trees. That's actually, if you look at the history, it's not that true. If you look at here, between 1911 and 1930, it was controlled by our country. That's sad. As a U.S. citizen, I feel sorry about that, but we cannot do anything. But that's a problem. We cannot blame anybody else. So from the satellite, we can see this image. One side is green, that's DR, Dominican Republic. The other side is Haiti. That's they cut the trees and got the soil erosion and just like the bare land. And this is just Haiti right now. It's just in it's a Port-au-Prince. It's no plants, no trees, just cruising and soil erosion everywhere. That's what happened. And even that poor country, the judge devil, and visited that area last year. Everybody may still remember that. That's a very big earthquake, caused a lot of damage. Suddenly, everything has been changed, getting worse and worse. Something just like this, all the debris and damaged houses, those kind of things. Even the White House, because it's white, it's a presidential palace, cannot survive either. So that's very, very bad situation. Now we talk about the the program, then just give you example, the USAID program is a kind of support program from US to Haiti. And we are just a part of this program, work on Haiti soil through last year. And for this kind of program, basically we try to understand the soil situation in Haiti, what kind of soil nutrients, for example. And we collect samples from four watersheds and just do the analysis, gather data to understand the situation. And these are soil samples that we collected just like from those four watersheds. This is a major watershed. They're called cul-de-sac. That's the Creole French. I'm not sure. But this side, that meaning is that bottom of bag. That means just the rich area, produce the food. And the other area is Cabaret. They call it Cabaret. That's a beach area. And the Gonaive is just like a mountain area. And the other one also is a mountain area. But here is the most important area. It's mainly for agriculture production. So I just give you an example. I don't want to give you too many data, and just give you an example what kind of soil they have and what kind of what about the soil nutrient in that area. We understand that the pH is just like neutral and slightly alkaline. Soil organic matter is just like this. And nitrogen and phosphorus is a big problem. It's just from zero, it's very, very low. Nitrogen and phosphorus, but the potassium, most of them is just particularly rich in the soil. But in Haiti, the fertilizer formula is almost exclusively it's 12-12-20. I don't know where they got this formula, but it's you cannot buy anything else. It's just 12-12-20. So look at the data. It seems we have to change that formula. I just give the just separate the different category like the three levels from low, medium, or high. We can understand that over 90% of soil samples we collected are rich in potassium. So that's potassium is not limited factor. So we need to work on the nitrogen and the phosphorus. That's the basic requirement for nutrient management in Haiti. Through that, we based on that information, we a graduate student and I went there twice, and we set up a kind of a trial to show people, just like the demonstration, to show people that we need to adjust the fertilizer rate and to see if it works. So that's all the requirement to go to Haiti, and we have to get through that. And this is the field we work on the corn. It's plain area, and we just give the different rates and show them how to apply the fertilizer in the field. And the other one is in the mountain area. For the corn, we give the three rates from 0 to 80 pounds per acre. With three replicates in the field. We just, because the corn is just about that side, we apply the fertilizer and to look at the result. And the other experiment is in the mountain area, we work on vegetables, broccoli, leek, and cabbage. So this is the field trial we just set up and apply fertilizer and transplant the plants, the seedlings, and work with the growers. And this is how set up in the mountain area for the vegetables. We have the different crops and different roots. And at the beginning, we set up the one irrigation, one without irrigation. But eventually, I realized that this is the way people to do the irrigation in Haiti. After I saw that, I said, okay, guys, forget about the irrigation. Whatever happens, we cannot do that because those poor guys, the bucket carry the water, walk about miles, and it's just to carry water. It's what's the point to do that? So with our education, but still we can see that plants with our rate of fertilizer, they grow much better than just what they used to do. So that's the cabbage and the leek, everything, it just work pretty well. And based on all of the information, and our graduate student, Amy, and work on this the recommendation. And she worked on summarized the data and got this recommendation for major crops in Haiti. So that's all the major crops. Mainly we focus on nitrogen and phosphorus. Potassium looks like it's not a big target. So that's mainly the basic information about the soil. But in Haiti, everything, when you work on everything, you need to think about the soil conservation. Because as what I mentioned, that soil erosion is a big issue there. So they grow a lot of grass. This vetiver, they try to protect the soil. They got the slow progress, but they're doing that now. That's a good thing. Now I try to show you some snapshots around Haiti to give you some pictures to quickly get through here. This, you know, Haiti is a mountain area, so almost just like this everywhere. According to USDA, only 13% of land is suitable for farmland, but now it's 53% because people need food. They have to grow something. That's what happened in Haiti. And only this piece of land with trees are so. Through two trips. So basically, it's just a poor area and without many trees. Those on the street, it's just still after a year, still just like this, not for damage and not for debris on the street. And these are people's life, and it's pretty poor, we can tell. A lot of people still live in tents. So a lot of work we can do, a lot of work can be done there. But they need time and they need efforts. And this is just like transportation in Haiti. They very efficiently use vehicles like this. That's in the city. But in the countryside, people don't have those kind of vehicles to use. That's the way they do the transportation. They're just the father and the son, they carry two small bag of fertilizers and walk the miles on the mountain to just go to the home. So that's what happened in Haiti. So that's it. Thank you very much.